Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. I forgot to tell you, by the way, are you trying to get on the website or not the website?
My notes.
Okay. I didn't know if you were wanting to get on the Wi-Fi.
Oh.
I got Wi-Fi if you're looking for that. I was just talking to Patty. Just me and Patty having a little conversation here. Hey, thanks very much for listening. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW FM Fairfield, Illinois. Happy Wednesday to everybody. And across the way, joining me on the show this morning, we're going to talk about B-Way. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. The retail merchant, used to be Go Local, now it's Merchant Strong. And we're going to talk all about how folks need to really pay attention to their local merchants for especially the Small Business Saturday and as well as Black Friday. There are a lot of folks here who can take care of all your needs, and Patty's going to help walk us through that. How you doing this morning, Patty Bowles?
I'm great. How are you?
I am all right. Patty is the manager, owner, operator of B-Way Design. Down there, B-Way Design. You've been on the show before. We've talked about B-Way a little bit. You just had the big construction going on next to you. How does that affect you? How did that affect your construction, or did it?
No. It really didn't.
I didn't know if all the workers and stuff being in the way would affect the folks who would come around.
We got plenty of grass around our building and that sort of thing. So, yeah, and we're used to it. We're in the construction business, so we're used to it.
I guess that's true. I guess that makes a lot of sense. Patty, tell me a little bit about Merchant Strong. What's the retail merchant organization going for this year?
Well, just trying to prove that this town is actually merchant strong. A lot of people think that we took a big hit when Airtex went out, but I think people don't realize how many mom-and-pop stores we have in this town.
Mm-hmm.
I just counted this morning, and just along Main, Delaware, and out the South Highway, I counted over 77 mom-and-pop businesses. So I don't think people realize how strong our community is. We bring people in. I know there's several of us that bring people in from other towns.
Right.
And while they're here, they shop, they buy gas, they eat out. That's the thing, and people just automatically think when they have to shop, they have to go out of town.
Sure.
I would venture to say that you could probably get 85% of what you need right here in this town.
You know, and it's such a pain in the neck, too.
Yeah.
To go out of town and drive into, say, Evansville.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
On Friday or on Saturday. I love the thought of I love this Merchant Strong program. This is a really cool idea. Who are some of the folks behind that? I know that the retail merchants have been integral in helping put this type of thing together, but it's you've been a member of the merchants for how long? For a long time, right?
Oh, long time. I mean, we've been in business for 60 years,
yeah,
almost. And basically, those that are attending the meeting in that. But you've got like Carnaby, Serendipity, B-Way, Farmer's Daughter, Uniquely Rustique, The Willow Tree. Those are the people that are attending a lot, and I probably missed somebody within that. But we just band together and decided, you know, we need to get this out there that people can buy just about anything they want here in town and get personal service.
See, now that's the other thing. That's the other thing that I think a lot of people overlook is if you go to the big box, to the big box, you're walking around, you're wandering around on your own. Now that's, I guess, some folks like to just wander around and see what they're going to see. But if you actually want to get in there and be helped by somebody, maybe have a little bit of assistance with knowledge, you really kind of, the person who's going to be most knowledgeable, Patty, correct me if I'm wrong, is somebody who might have a little ownership stake in the thing, right?
Oh, sure. And then personal service in that. It's just one example. I've had people call me 9 o'clock at night and they need paint.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come in and mix it for them.
Sure.
Because, you know, your time's valuable. Our time is valuable. But that kind of personal service you're not going to get.
Well, that's the thing. They're in the middle of painting a kid's nursery.
Mm-hmm.
or something like that, and the kid's going to be arriving the next day. They got to finish tonight.
Right.
Maybe something like that.
Exactly.
That's the kind of service the folks just... Do you feel like maybe sometimes folks take it for granted?
Oh, I think they do. And I don't think that a lot of people, unless they're in the retail sector, that they realize what is behind the scenes. They think you open the door at 9 o'clock and you go home at 5. But a lot of these merchants are working 13, 14-hour days just to make it. And a lot of these merchants are relying on this time of the year to make their entire year.
Is that right?
You know, they make this is some of their peak selling seasons.
Yeah.
And so that's what streams them through the rest of the year, you know.
I've always wondered about that on the retail side. When I was a wholesaler, we had our year ended in July, so we've kind of tried to make our year in the spring. Mm-hmm. Of course, you try to make it all year long, but spring's when folks get started up constructing stuff.
Right.
And I always wondered, looking at retailers who, for the most part, have a year end in January or December, the end of the year, how you always hear that. Oh, well, that's why they named it Black Friday. This is where the retailers get into the black for the year. Was that a false name, or is that really kind of a truism?
I think it's probably true. You know, I don't know if I'm the one to really talk, because ours is pretty steady throughout the years, because personally we're diversified
areas. Yeah, you don't have the particular
retail stuff.
But
some of the retails, like the gifting things and clothing stores and that sort of thing, they buy their inventory 6 to 8 months ahead.
Yeah.
You know, and they've got to make it during this time period in that. And I feel like that a lot of people don't really look at it at that side of the spectrum.
Right.
You know, that we need to support our local businesses, because if we end up picking up and leaving, there isn't anything.
Well, that's the thing. You don't want to mention any towns, but I'm going to, because you can go through some towns that are not just close by, but anywhere you go. You can go through a town that is the same size as Fairfield and has no downtown whatsoever.
No, and we have a wonderful downtown. I mean, almost every storefront down there is filled almost.
Well, I guess I shouldn't just say downtown. You can go through a town that the downtown is empty, or maybe a portion of the town used to have a nice commercial thriving district. It's important to keep that kind of thing thriving, isn't it?
It is. It is. When you're bringing people in from out of town, I don't know how many. A lot of my business is from out of town. Probably 40% of my people are from out of town, because we travel in my business.
Yeah.
But when they do, they're like, you have such a nice store. I mean, downtown area shopping experience and that, with eating establishments and all the unique shops. And they're just amazed. They say the same thing, that a lot of the area towns don't have that.
I got to tell you, Patty, I kind of get the same. I have the same experience whenever I'm talking to somebody and they ask where you're from. And like if I'm talking to somebody else from Southern Illinois, that's what they'll say. Oh, wow. Yeah, you do have you've got a real good little downtown thriving down there. And when they're talking about downtown, I don't think they're just talking from like B-Way up to First Street. They're talking all the way probably down.
Right. All over town.
How did you come up with that 77? I'm trying to think. Were you thinking all over town, or
I just started from one end of the town and went to the other, and then back on Delaware, and then back on Main, and then kind of went a little bit north and south of town.
Well, you know, I don't think that.
Yeah.
I just hadn't really thought about it. So you're making a good point. You make your point right there. I've been selling in this town for years, and I hadn't really sat down and thought about, boy, how many different mom-and-pop places there are. And that is such an important – that's the backbone, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Why do we consider that the backbone of the community? I mean, because, hey, the big box stores, they're employing people too. You know, what's the argument here?
Yeah, well, I think also with the big box stores, constantly, every week – once or twice a week, we get people coming in wanting donations. And most of those donations usually come from those mom-and-pop stores for the schools.
That's
or
right.
Different benefits and that sort of thing. Feeling blessed to be able to do that. But again, that takes away from, small businesses don't have the budget that the larger ones do.
Sure.
But a lot of them have cut it out completely.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a big benefit to our
town. You see, and that's the thing. But that's the thing, though, Patty. When a box store like the like out here, or like say if you go to St. Clair Square, you got all those box stores. You go and talk to the manager there. Say if you're looking for a donation or something, they could tell you no. It's not really, it's not on them because it's a corporate store, isn't it?
Right, it is. And then in looking at small business in that, you know, we all face our customers at church, at the restaurants,
right.
You know, and you know we build up our community in that. Fairfield's a great place, and a lot of people have invested a lot of time and money. To remain here.
Sure.
And I feel like that a lot of people just don't understand that, especially when they come in for donations. I mean, it's constant.
Is it really?
Oh, it's constant. Calling, people coming in, they want donations for this benefit, and you try to give as much as you can.
See, now that was the good thing. That was the, it was at whenever it run in the wholesale. It wasn't that constant because we didn't have a storefront.
Right.
So folks, as they were going for donations, didn't really think about it all that. But we had plenty.
Yeah. Right.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, they're not going to leave a stone unturned. Yeah.
but that's pretty good. I'm talking with Patty Bowles. We're talking about Merchant Strong, and we're going to talk when we return. There's some contests that are coming up as well to go along with Small Business Saturday, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as a little bit more about what B-Way does and that kind of thing. Since you haven't, it's been. When was the last time you were on this show? 3 years ago?
Probably.
Because I think it was like the first month or two of that I was doing it, I think.
Yeah.
Am I any better now?
Yes.
Oh, she's so good. I've got Patty Bowles over there. This is Bruce Dickey. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. We'll be back after these.
Some toys for girls and boys who promise to be good. Oh. Got a bike for Billy and a doll for Jane. Got a dress for Mary and a sewing game. A plane for Johnny and a cowboy gun. He's got something for everyone. Oh. Hooray, hooray,
hooray.
Oh, hear the merry sleigh. Jingling, 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 jingling. Santa's on his way.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. I am speaking across the way to Patty Bowles. She's the owner of B-Way Design, along with her husband, Ron. And how long ago was it switched over to you and Ronnie from Milford? Just you?
Just me.
Okay.
In 2008.
Okay. Okay. Milford... owned it as long as he lived?
Yeah.
There's
a lot of technical things to that, he in name owned it.
Yeah, you were doing the work.
Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say
I'd already invested into it. You know? he was sick a long time, so
yeah.
I had to invest in it to keep it running, but you know.
Tell me a little bit about the Merry Merchants program. What is the Merry Merchants program?
Well, the Merry Merchants program is put on by the Fairfield Merchants. And several of the businesses have donated gifts. I don't know, in their mystery gifts, basically. It could be
really?
A gift certificate. It could be an item. But
are they wrapped?
Yeah. Well, yes, some of them are.
Wrapped
but actually,
in, if it's a certificate, you yeah. might know it's a certificate if you're getting a card.
Yeah. Technically, what it is there's some boxes displayed up at the chamber office.
Uh-huh.
But then we're taking registrations. Everybody that's participating taking registrations, and the 28th. I think in the evening, I believe it is, that we are going to...
That's a Monday.
Yeah, I think we're going to draw names, and every day, as long as however many packages that we have, somebody's going to win a prize.
Really?
Yeah. So if it's 12 days, then we'll have 12 days. If it's 20, then we'll do 20. So.
Now, they were going to kind of try to keep me and Lynn informed on this, right, or something like that. Weren't we going to hear about it?
I think whoever that person is that was supposed to take care of the advertising was, yes. Not me.
Well, that's fine. That's good. Well, what I'm getting at is we're going to be telling people who the winners are each day. Somebody's going to find out.
Yeah.
How nice a gift? Are we looking at the?
I mean, they're nice, decent.
$2 gifts or $10?
No, I'm sure you're probably $25 and up. You know.
See, now that's nice.
Yeah.
And the key is you need to shop. When do you start registering people, on Friday and Saturday?
We actually started registering during the open house.
Okay.
And it's going to register through Small Business Saturday.
Through Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So folks still have the opportunity to take advantage of
it. Yes, they do.
How was your open house? Did everything go well? Did you get a good crowd?
Mine was great. We had a great crowd.
Didn't the weather just really work out?
Oh, it was good. It was cold enough, people beginning to kind of get the feel for the holidays and that. But we opened up the doors at 12, and at 12:01 we had tons of people coming in, you know.
No kidding.
I think I talked to several of the merchants, and I think they all had a really good open house.
I was out of town. I wanted to see it, and I got back in town at 6. I
kind of missed it.
That's you'd already been there all day. You didn't want to stay till 6 o'clock.
Well, we did stay later.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I was gonna say the cool part about, I bet you what, a lot of folks going through the different stores, not just B-Way, but going through the different stores of the open house, they get the opportunity to see things that they may not realize that that the local vendors have, or
exactly,
local merchants have. Like, for instance, at B-Way, you've got Ronnie down there. You've put him. Ronnie's already got enough to do, Patty. But you're making him do other stuff, like build frames.
I'm cracking that whip, yeah.
Does he stay busy doing that?
Yes, but then they've stayed really busy with the construction end of it, you know, this year too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he's too busy with that, and he's got his original art that he does quite a bit, you know. But then
he creates the art and sells it.
Yes,
I
he's got some original
that.
Art in that. Yeah, we've done several. It's mostly abstracts and that, but we've done several. And he
who's he motif after, maybe for want of a different who's he. Who does his work look like? Is it like Pollock?
I couldn't really tell you. It looks like Ron Bowles' work.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's kind of got a method of what he does.
But see, now that's really cool.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got several things. And again, another unique thing, because you can get original works of art and that. But now he keeps busy. I mean,
sure,
we've taken on this Magnolia Furniture line, and it's really taken off, and, you know, we've just diversified so many areas, and that it keeps us all busy.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the. All right, can you tell me what the gift B-Way put in?
I'm not supposed to do that. It's a mystery.
It's
the point.
A mystery.
I think most people will like it.
How many days do you think you have filled up with gifts? Are we going to be giving away all the way to Christmas, or pretty close to
I think the last I heard was 12, but that could have increased. You know, that was last week. So even 12 days of Christmas.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
Yeah.
And that'll get you through. Well, if you're starting on the, you're just doing it weekdays, you can do weekends too.
I think they're just doing the weekdays.
Because y'all are closed on Sundays for the most part anyway.
Well, some of the merchants downtown are still open.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, at least this month.
Yeah.
At least this month. And that's the other thing. Well, you're talking about the Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Staying in the black and making sure that that you're able to continue in the business at this time of year, it a lot of times does require the extra hours, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Because, well, most people work.
Yeah.
And they can't always hit that time period, so you have to open up your doors for extended hours.
How long have you been, when did you start helping your dad?
1979.
How much change have you seen in the 37 years since 1979, since Milford was building for the most part back then?
Right.
Whenever you came in, did you start pushing it the interior direction, or how did that start? Was Milford doing much interior as well?
B-Way actually got started just to subsidize his construction business to be able to get the materials when he needed to,
yeah,
because he was having trouble with some.
Because he wanted the retail, he needed the retail outlet to
right,
be able to pull
the
and stuff.
Materials
yeah,
in and yeah, that. And he probably, had I not gone through and got my interior design degree, he probably would have just shut it down. But he said, I'll give you a chance. You make it go. Here's a goal you've got to hit. And that's what we did. And
is that right?
We ran with it.
Yeah.
So,
how much change have you seen since then? Since you
lots.
Got you, what were what? All right, tell me about getting an interior design degree in the late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
What were the styles back then? And those occasionally float back around and come back again, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, color schemes, some furniture styles, that sort of thing comes around in that. You know, we do a lot of cabinet lines in that too. That's changed a lot. When I started, you had oak or cherry.
Really?
And you had a raised panel or an arched panel or recessed, and that's what you had. And now I think we've got, like, some, in one company, like some 93 door styles available, different
How
finishes.
In the world do you have 93 door styles?
Oh, it's just amazing, you know, what can be done. And of course, my business is more on a point of service and getting what the customer wants. They don't want the everyday thing.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because you're trying to make sure that you get customized. You're basically customizing and tailoring it to somebody's needs and wants, aren't you?
Exactly.
I'm just sitting here trying to think about 93 different styles of cabinet door.
It's crazy. Just starts to keep up with it.
I was in the business for 15 years and never sold the first cabinet. Never never tried, because, yeah, there were you guys to do that.
Yeah.
Plenty of folks doing that. I'm trying to think of how to get to 90. I'm thinking glass front might be an addition.
Yeah.
And
back then in 79, yeah, if you had glass doors or even stained glass doors, that was really an upgrade.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And now it's just kind of by the norm.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What are the big upgrades now then? And just as you brought up cabinets. What is the most specialized custom cabinet you've done for a residence? Because I know you do commercial as well, and I'm presuming that the cabinet needs of a commercial business are entirely different from a residence.
Oh, sure. Let me think here a minute. Well, inside the cabinets, of course, is all about the controls. I mean, to the point of where you have the hydraulic lifts, you have...
Hold on.
We have a coffee bar that has a hydraulic lift door, which is really cool, you know, because
no
it lifts
kidding.
Up and you've got all your access right there.
See, now you're talking about the controls, and I'm sitting there, okay, just, all right, now that's the thing that makes the door close slower as
yeah,
it's getting
the
near
close.
The soft
mm-hmm.
close. See, now that's the only control you really need, but that's, there's
oh,
so
no.
You're saying there's a few more than that.
There's tons more than that. There's all kinds of techie things and apps and... It can get as complicated as you want
now, do
it
you,
to be.
Do they have them? Yeah, I was going to say, well, will they have them? You're talking about a coffee bar.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that if you open the door, the bar automatically pops up? And
oh,
that
you
kind
can have
thing?
Things that slide out. And then, like, we have a display in the office that actually has the coffee pot right there, and all the equipment and everything is right underneath of it. So everything's just right there and handy, and we're doing a lot of those.
Do you plug them in?
Oh,
you
yeah.
I mean, is your display,
it's
you plug
workable.
It in? It's workable.
Mm-hmm.
So folks, probably during the open house, they could have come in there and gotten a cup of coffee.
Oh,
or
we had all kinds of refreshments, yeah. Yeah. I have a Zerlini working for me, of course. We've got all kinds of food, good food, and I like to cook. Yeah. No, we do use it for our different events and that. You know, I mean, you've got all kinds of specialized, tailored things you could do for each one of their needs and that. You know, I've done... handicap accessible kitchens, we've done, there's just anything that can come to mind, basically.
Does Ronnie do much of the installation of the cabinets as well?
He supervises.
Okay.
You know, Ronnie and I kind of got some age on us, so we're kind of letting the younger ones do
it. It's not a bad idea, because you've got Adam back in now, don't you?
Yeah. Adam's kind of supervising for us. He's kind of stepping into it.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's finding out that being
he small. Thought it was he probably thought it was really cool until he had to work there, didn't he?
Yeah. And it gets a little tense working with family sometimes, but
does it really?
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's a pretty good sport. We're all kind of after the same thing in the end, you know.
You know, the thing when you talk about getting tense working with family, 20 years ago me and my wife had a discussion about whether we would ever work together, and I said no, that's not going to happen. And she remembers it and throws it in my face every every time now that we work together.
It's kind of tough sometimes.
That's a, you ain't a kidding. You saw the list of things I had to add this morning.
Yep.
Well, yeah. See, but all in all, at the end of the day, that makes the family version makes the local merchant that much stronger. And because you've got a mom and pop operation,
right?
Bringing the kids in too, mm-hmm. and your dad started it.
Correct.
And so that kind of succession and next generation, that's what folks need to remember whenever they're going shopping this Friday and Saturday. They need to remember that there are entire families who depend on and have been providing services for this kind of time period.
That's right. There's a lot of these businesses that have more than just the mom and pop. They might have the children or the sister or, you know, the cousin or whatever working for them.
I'm talking with Patty Bowles here on the Bruce Dickey Show. She's from B-Way Design and Decorating here in Fairfield, Illinois. I got that right?
Yes, you did.
You and I have had this conversation where I screwed it up for like years at a time. B-Way Design and Decorating. I'm good at that now.
Yeah.
I try to be.
Yes.
I've got Patty here. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on a rein. Bells are ringing, children sing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus come tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed and cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa knows that we're God's children, that makes everything right. Fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when the chimes ring out, it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. Let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. 'Cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois, AM and FM. I'm Bruce. That's Patty Bowles sitting across the way. And we've been kind of trying to stress this morning the importance, really, of the Merchant Strong program that's going on in Fairfield right now. And one of the things that folks probably like to remember, I mentioned it, or you mentioned it to me during the break. If I'm going to buy a gift somewhere, and I go to a box store, if I go out of town, I'm going to have to come home to wrap it, aren't I?
More than likely, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys do that stuff?
Sure.
Most of the time?
Yeah. Yeah, we wrap and deliver for nothing.
Really?
Yeah. And a lot of the stores around will wrap for nothing as well, and some of them will deliver. And you're not going to get that at a big box store or
no.
one of the, you know, going out of town to the big corporation stores.
You know, and that's the thing. You're going out of town, and you're spending all this money to go out of town. Sure, you might end up paying a little bit of a less price for whatever little item you're buying. But when you add the going home and wrapping it, when you add the going out of town and dealing with your blood pressure medication that is going to, right?
And the traffic,
and the traffic, as your blood pressure keeps rising and rising and rising, then trying to find a parking place and stuff, it really comes out in the end. And the better service that you're going to have. Say, if I get something and I'm dealing with the owner or dealing with somebody who is basically the owner's store, I'm going to have a little bit better chance of, if I have a problem with the item, I might have a little bit better chance of a recompense, right?
Oh, most definitely. Because, you know, we're working for the community. We see each other in the community.
Sure.
And you want your customers to be happy. I feel like that just the personal service itself in Fairfield is really strong.
Yeah.
And I think that we have, we're not saying that everything, you know, can be bought here in town. They're just saying give the merchants the first chance
right.
to see what they have to offer.
We were talking a little bit ago about the Merry Merchants, and folks can register, right? What do we have to give? Size, height, weight, that kind of thing?
No. All you do is just put your name, phone number down, and then we're going to do the drawing next week.
Do I need to buy anything, or can I just go into the store?
No, you can just go into the store. You don't have to buy anything.
Is that right?
Right.
You know, that's the cool part. They had the big open house, and you had a good crowd, you said.
We did. We had a wonderful crowd.
And a lot of the folks that you talked to, a lot of the other merchants, I've talked to some, had a just great crowd.
Yes, they had a great, great day.
But the thing is, what you guys and what most merchants would like, you don't have to come in and buy something. You want somebody to come in and look around because that's when they're going to find something that they might need that they didn't realize they needed, even at your store or at anybody else's.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, you know, we have a lot of people that come in and are like, well, I didn't know you carried that. I didn't know you carried that. When did you start carrying that, you know? And,
yeah.
and just getting them in the doors to realize, you know, that the services and goods are available here.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people just, they don't think of it. They automatically think of going out of town.
Yeah. Again, the registrations are for the Merry Merchants gifts that are going to be starting to give away. They're going to start the drawings on Monday, and a giveaway every day, and they're fine gifts. And so you want to go to one of your local stores and ask up at the counter, because mm-hmm. some of them are participating, some of them are. So ask up at the counter. And we don't have the list of who is
no.
participating, so we kind of, you are.
Right.
That's what we know for sure.
No.
We know the B-Way is, so if you want to go down to B-Way and check it and register, that's fine. But there are several places throughout the town that are participating as well. And she's mentioned a few of them, but we don't want to accidentally miss somebody.
Yeah, I'm sure that, we have, and I don't want to leave anybody out.
I was asking you during the break, a lot of folks might think, okay, if I go to the big store, I'm going to get what's new. I'm going to get what's cutting edge. I am going to be able to, I'm not going to be able to get some kind of level of newness that I'm not able to get at a local store. That's not really true at all, because you guys, the local owners, you're not just staying at home and selling stuff. You're going to re-educate and educate yourselves on things, aren't you?
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to trade shows, and a lot of them do their online and that sort of thing, so they're able to bring...
Where's your trade show? Where do you guys go?
Atlanta, High Point,
you go Dallas. To the big one, you go to the big Dallas house show?
Don't go to Dallas. We don't. I mean, that would be another option for us.
Okay. Do you go to a home show or an interior show? How's that? Are there different shows? Because
well,
the ones that I went
there's
to,
different shows.
I always went to the Vegas one.
Yeah, there's different shows. I mean, there's like there's Home and Gifts shows in Atlanta, and then High Point's more the furniture lined and
yeah.
accessories and that kind of thing. So for us, those are the two major ones.
How much of B-Way's business is the furniture end of it, the furniture and the interior design end of it, Patty? You giving an idea? Like a third, quarter?
I'd say it's probably about a third. It's growing.
Is that
you
right?
You know, because basically our construction and our cabinetry line, kitchens and that's kind of our number one thing.
Yeah.
But if you buy a kitchen and you've got to have table and chairs
yeah.
and, you know, those kind of things with the bar stools or whatever. And that has been a nice, you know, service for our customers, so they're not having to run all over the place to find something.
That's, you know, and that's a boon of what one of the things the B-Way provides is you're able to, you're taking the place of the, especially on the commercial line. On the commercial line, you're taking the place of somebody who doesn't really know how to shop that kind of furniture, say, for an addition.
Right.
You're taking the place of them and able to help install it into a form and format that makes sense for the flow of the business as well as the looks of it, right?
Right. And in fact, we actually even have computer programs and that I can plug into and can show you exactly what the construction is going to look like when you're done.
Really?
Spot on, yeah.
No kidding. How close does it look, you think?
Gosh, I bet 80%.
No kidding.
It's the same programs that a lot of HGTV
Do you ever have like a... Say you're redoing a bank somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe up in Mattoon or something mm-hmm. like that. Do you ever have the bank president walk out with the picture? You know, this isn't what it looked like. This does not look at all like what it was supposed to look like.
No, luckily I haven't had any of that yet. But the programs that we do use is a lot of the same programs that they use on HGTV and Fixer Upper and those shows like that.
Okay, so somebody who's going to like the gigantic box and they think, well, that's because they've got these cabinet programs or something. Mm-hmm. You've got those too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we can go a step further and do more renderings and that kind of thing. So you can do more realistic to where we can put the colors and the accessories and all that kind of stuff in there. So somebody, not everybody is visual. And so I trained on this so that I can draw it, but you still can't see it like you can on the computer and do an actual walkthrough of a home or whatever if we're doing multiple areas.
What's the, how far will a B-Way go to design?
Oh, well.
I mean, how far have you gone to take a bid, say, because you're mainly bidding on these things,
yeah,
right?
A lot of times, yes. I mean, we do pretty much an 80-mile radius. We do a lot of work in Evansville and Newburgh.
Oh, do you really?
I've got customers in Kentucky. I've had a couple of people that have transplanted, like, to Texas and Florida, and we've done it via internet, and that we've done remodels that way.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. But I would say we like to stay within an 80-mile radius, but we have gone further, and the guys just go and... I put them up in a hotel, and they do their work and come back.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people may drive by the store, and there's not too many cars there, but the thing of it is there is so much going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, you got
us.
Crews.
Yeah, we've got crews, and, you know, we're always working on projects. And
what do you see next in interior design? When are we going to have rocket ships that will be flying around our houses and stuff?
Oh, the automation is just phenomenal how they're taking off.
Really?
With everything. Yeah. You know, I mean, you can hook everything now with the kitchen. You can hook it all up to the apps, the smart apps and that kind of thing, the smart homes.
I always wonder what that, you know, I see the commercial for the both the Apple and the Google device that is basically standing up the size of a bottle. I was looking at your bottle of water. It looks like the size of a bottle, and you basically tell this thing something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the coming wave, is it?
Oh, it is. It is. And we even have apps that you can do. We have window treatments in your house, and you can control them from work. You know, if you
no
want to
kidding.
Go up and down or however you want to do it, or you get in your house and you want them all to go up at the same time and synchronize it that way. Yeah. A lot more technology. And that's the part as an older person keeping up on all that. But thankfully, we've got the young ones coming up behind us that are really good at that.
What's the most effective way for the installation of that stuff, in a new construction setting or in a renovation?
Both, really.
Really?
Yeah, both. Depends on, you know, obviously the thickness of your walls and that kind of stuff. But a lot of this stuff now is done by battery, and you don't have to actually wire it in. Obviously, if you're doing motorization and you're doing, you know, new construction, it's easier to put it in at that point. It's
sure.
more costly. But you can also do it by just doing it battery-operated. And with your apps on your phones.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, it really is. I'm sitting here thinking, of course, I was just exterior. We only did exterior stuff. But the difference between now and when I got out of the business about 4 or 5 years ago, I presume, is the difference of varieties available have changed since whenever you got in from 1979, mm-hmm. like you mentioned earlier about cabinets.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just totally different.
Can I open a cabinet with my phone?
Probably. I haven't seen that yet, but I wouldn't doubt it.
No kidding.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it's getting to that point. Now, how long it takes to get here to this particular area, you know, who knows?
Well, see, you'll see it, and you can bring it if somebody wants it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We try to stay on the cutting edge of everything.
That's Patty Bowles, and we've been talking about Merchant Strong. And let's just remind everybody, it's Small Business Saturday is this Saturday.
Yes.
And Black Friday is day after Thanksgiving. It really is imperative to the retail merchants of Fairfield and of all the local folks who can hear us to shop locally first, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Patty, thank you very much for coming on this morning.
Thanks for having
me. I certainly do appreciate it, at short notice especially.
Oh, yeah, lucky. Me by default, I guess.
Hey, that's Patty Bowles, and that's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day.